It began, as epiphanies often do, with an abrupt 3 a.m. waking, a sharp exhalation of breath, and a declaration, I cannot do this anymore. I was a year and a half into a relationship with a perfectly nice guy who simply wasn't right for me. I wanted him to be right, so much. He was tall and handsome and had a great sense of humor and a good job, but our values didn't align in the ways that matter most to me. He hated travel, while I was constantly searching for cheap flights. He found my dream of being a writer sweet, but unrealistic. He found my ambition confusing. You've accomplished so much already, he'd say. Can't you just relax? I found myself playing smaller and smaller to fit into his approval. I tamped down my loud laugh, I wrote while he was at work, and I planned trips without him. My real self went into hiding. I stifled myself to stay in a relationship, dying a slow death. That 3 a.m. epiphany woke me right up. I am not right with myself, I thought. It finally dawned on me that in my efforts to honor his wish to be in this relationship, I'd completely betrayed myself. My relationship with him was intact. My relationship with myself was in shambles. I slept fitfully for a few more hours. Later that morning, I drove across town to his house and I broke up with him. Cleanly. Just a few tears and total relief. That day, I vowed I would never again betray myself to be in a relationship. I vowed to stay single until I found the exact right person, not just someone good enough. There's a particular kind of magic that happens when a person makes the same commitment to herself as she might to a partner in front of a minister in a church. To have and to hold, to honor and to cherish, in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer. Launching myself into singlehood wholeheartedly, I committed to my own happiness first and foremost. I learned how to be alone and to love it. I rediscovered my childhood love of books and found a Friday night with a good novel preferable to bad dates. I began drawing again and writing poetry. My journals became a blog, and I was stunned to find readers drawn to my story. I dated with intention and spoke up when I felt the relationships weren't meant to last. I salsa danced and traveled and made new friends and talked to the moon. I adopted a puppy and planted a garden and got to know my 95-year-old neighbor who so longed for a friend. There was not one minute of my singlehood that I regret. Not a second of that I would change. Through my commitment to myself, I found I wasn't needy anymore for a romantic relationship. I already felt partnered. I became my own best companion. 4 years after my vow, I met Alan. It was clear right away that he was the one for me. Everything in my head, in my heart, and in my gut said yes. Here's why it's so crucially important to wait for that right person. To hold out in total blind faith for the love that is truly ours to have. Because love and partnership are about so much more than simply falling in love and not being alone. Love is about bearing the most vulnerable parts of our souls to another, allowing someone precious to see us for who we really are. Love is being flawed, broken, quirky. Love is all the wacky and irreverent and irrational parts of us put on stage. Brightly illuminated with a spotlight to an audience of one. There are not many people who deserve the ultimate honor of seeing us for exactly who we are. Choose wisely. Alan loves my off-key singing, my ridiculous, spontaneous dancing, and my attempts to fake a British accent. He laughs at my jokes and finds me hilarious. He loves that I cry whenever I watch CBS Sunday Morning. He has heard all my stories and comes back time and again wanting more. We are each precious and perfect, broken and flawed, whole and awe-inspiring. We each deserve the kind of love that allows us to deepen our experience of ourselves and evolve, always forward, into the people we are meant to be. Why settle for anything less?